Drop the beat.
Welcome, you motherfuckers, to another episode of Wearing the Folk. How you doing, Tully?
Good. Good. It's been a long week.
We got Morgana with us. How you been this week, Morgana?
I've been good. And you're right. It has been an insane week. By the way, I love the new intro and the logo, too.
Looks good.
Yeah, we're trying to get some stuff going, slowly but surely. Like, I made that intro and I think I originally made that in Canva, and I want to get it into the new program and kind of redo some stuff. But we'll keep the music for sure.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It wouldn't be Wearing the Folk without that music.
Correct.
That's how I met you guys.
Yes, it's nice to be able to do it live. This is our second live show ever. I see there's some people watching, and we've got a packed schedule today. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's been a crazy week in news for sure. And sticking to last week's format, we're going to go with news again until we can get some pre-recorded long form stuff out.
Oh, yeah. Even with the pre-recorded stuff, we're going to try to get you guys something every week, hopefully.
Yeah. So, Tully, we'll go ahead and get you started. So, what have you brought to enlighten the masses?
So, to get us kicked off today, I saw a reoccurring theme this week, which kind of baffled me that it was so public. So the big thing that I saw trending in the news and in, you know, on social media like TikTok and stuff like that was cannibals.
Cannibals.
So the first thing at the beginning of the week, there is an Idaho lawmaker that wants to expand a law that bans cannibalism over fears of not just human meat and food, but a rise in human composting. So basically they compost humans and then grow your crops out of that. So her name's Heather Scott.
So that's why the corn been tasting so good.
She said that she's scared that this is going to be normalized at some point, the way our society's going and the direction that we're going. And it's the only state to outlaw cannibalism, according to Encyclopedia Britannica. Other states have laws targeting abuse or desecration of corpses. But this is the only one like it where it bans giving someone else the flesh and blood of a human being without that person's knowledge or consent. So I thought that was crazy just to see that in the news, because as you know, McDonald's food and a lot of other fast food restaurants test. Oh, this is all allegedly, like just from what's been in the news.
Allegedly,
like they all test for like parts of like human DNA whenever they start testing their meats, allegedly.
Well, I mean, that's pretty common. You're going to sneeze and cry into the mixture.
Slash your finger.
Yeah. Slash your finger.
I mean, you know, it's realistic to think, you know, that dude's not being careful. And
hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda. But, you know, it makes me wonder, is this really that big of a problem that she feels that there needs to be an actual law?
I don't know. but what's even more like, I mean, to me, it's like if people are entertaining this, then someone must be using at least at the very minimum, like human compost for crops or something.
Maybe so. Well, I know I don't know if there's anywhere here that does it, but Hadley and I had a friend that was from Great Britain. And when his mom passed away, we were asking him if there was anything we could do, you know, to help with the cost and everything. And they actually, his mother was buried in a cemetery that has no concrete,
weird.
Yeah, they shroud them and bury them straight into the earth. And
I mean, that's not a bad way to go.
No, it's not. And the thing about it is they don't even have like concrete headstones. You can have wooden markers or anything that's decomposable. And yeah. instead of doing that, they ask that you donate for seeds, for flowers and wild life and stuff.
As long as you're not ending up as like corn on somebody's right. table.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
I mean, they also got that thing where they put people in burlap sacks and grow you like a tree.
Yes. Like, which is different.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I just thought it was super weird that they that would be making its rounds on.
Yeah.
It put a new definition on mourning wood.
But second half of the week, there's been a big focus on the cannibal gang in Haiti. I don't know if you guys have been hearing about the situation of what's been going on in Haiti, but it's in complete chaos.
Yeah, I've heard it's gone wild.
So it's descended into chaos, and its prime minister has resigned. There's a gang leader. His name is Jimmy Charizier or Charizier, something like that, who projects himself as a revolutionary, and he's become the most powerful person in Haiti now. And his nickname is affectionately Barbecue.
Barbecue.
And they named him Barbecue because he burns people alive. Mm. So the U.S. has already airlifted all of our non-essential staff from the country in a state of emergency. And Prime Minister, his name is Ariel Henry, is stranded outside of the country. And he resigned. And this comes after gangs attacked airports, police stations, prisons. Over 4,000 known prisoners have escaped. So they're just free roaming around the country right now. So the background, obviously the rise of him was a video that emerged. I think X is actively removing this video, but it shows him the member, the leader of the cannibal gang, Barbecue, actually eating humans. And it shows him tearing flesh from the leg of a burning corpse and eating it. However, there are people who contest that and say that that's over 2 years old, the footage. Like that makes it
any better. It's okay then. You know,
it just means he's better at it now.
You're good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I firmly believe that people can evolve and change, but there are some things you can never move past. And intentionally barbecuing and eating someone is one of those things in my personal book.
Yes.
You know,
I completely agree.
Plane crashing on the mountainside. Okay. Maybe, but not just cause.
But how long do you wait?
To think I would have already been so far down the mountain, it would not have been worth me going back to eat you, Cecil.
I don't know. I think I'd give it like 3 or 4 hours.
So right now, it's kind of in a complete state of chaos still. The prime minister went to Kenya to try to secure UN-backed international security forces to help fight, or to at least raise some kind of army to take it back. And they can even land in Haiti right now because of how intense the gun battles and stuff are from these gangs.
Wow.
Hasn't this just been progressively getting worse since they had that bad earthquake?
Yeah. And think about this. I bet if you were to look it up, I don't know the exact numbers, so don't quote me on this, but if you look it up, whenever that earthquake or tsunami was in 2006 or whatever it was, I bet we've spent billions, if not trillions of dollars in Haiti trying to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2010 is when that earthquake was.
And that's gone. Like that's out the door. Like, who knows where that money went to begin with? Because if you look at pictures of Haiti, it sure doesn't look like we've given them billions and trillions of dollars.
I mean, here's my hot take on that too. We gave them trillions of dollars, and we also had a lot of reports of children being taken from.
Yes, there were. Yeah.
And that person that was charged with kidnapping children over there was in charge of the Amber Alert. So I forget her name. What was her name?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know offhand.
And she, she worked for the Clinton Foundation. So,
well, and it's funny you say that because I'm pretty sure one of the big people, I don't know his first name, but her maiden name was Rodham. Yeah. And her brother's last name is Rodham, and he oversaw one of the huge foundations that was helping Haiti during that period of time. I just can't remember all of the details. I wasn't prepared to get into that part of it.
Yeah, I just flashed in my head from something that I read forever ago.
But anyway, what do you
look
got?
Into it.
Look into it. Yeah.
So in Ashton Bull, Ohio, I want to tell a little ditty about Lorene Ferrello and Karen Kasbaum, which I'll show you their pictures right now. Let me get this pulled up real quick. Right there they are. So on Monday, March 4th, so this has been a little over a week ago, this right here on the left is Lorene and that's Karen. A little over a week ago, last Monday, right? March 4th. Mm-hmm. They found Lorene and Karen found Karen's 80-year-old boyfriend, Douglas Lehman, deceased at the home that they all shared together. So the details that I was able to gather about the case was Douglas, you know, wanted Lorene and Karen around for companionship, but they were a little bit out for more than what Doug had. So when they found him, they realized that the gravy train was over. So instead of calling the police or anything like that, they pulled a play straight from the movie Weekend at Bernie's. They loaded him into their car, into the front seat of the car, and drove him to his local bank where they withdrew hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Like $900. And then they...
I agree, Landa.
Yeah. And then they took him to the ER and just kind of dumped him out. So that happened up there in your state, Tully.
That's crazy. I don't live in Ohio, but I'm close.
But that's one of the stranger ones I've seen happen in the news recently. I didn't pick it up till this.
Yeah, I tried not to read what you sent, so that I just read like the taglines.
Yeah.
So that I can be surprised when you tell me this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm so going to be better prepared next week. I shall be looking.
Yeah. We're just looking for, you know, anything that's like sideways that people usually this stuff just breezes through the headlines and gets lost.
Right. Because, you know, I'm claustrophobic. So if I'm going to take a chance of being stuck in a 6x9 or 6x8 cell for the rest of my life, it's going to be for more than $900.
Well, the story goes that they went with them to the bank all the time. And as long as the tellers could see them in the front seat, they just gave them the money. So they was like, hey, let's go clean out this bank account before we dump them off.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's wild. I did forget to say that Barbecue, the cannibal gang leader that we talked about a minute ago, Barbecue released a video that you can find out there. You can probably find it on, you know, not YouTube, but he made a video saying that Haiti no longer belongs to CARICOM, which I guess is what the UN-backed security is, mm-hmm. that Haiti now belongs to the Haitian people. And I'm curious if people, like if the locals are looking at him as like a anti-hero, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like a folk hero. Seems like he has a lot of power right now.
Or if they're even aware.
You know, I like to, since that was a quick hit, I like to run into a second one that kind of plays into the stereotype of Haiti. But this is in Africa.
Go ahead.
So we all know not all places in the world are alike. And in this next story, that's currently in the world of news, in Angola, Africa, witchcraft is still very much alive in some communities with strong opposition from the church, which is predominantly Catholic. Angola does not have any laws banning witchcraft, so the local communities have to come up with all the devices to resolve concerns when it comes to the local witches. Between January and February, near the central town of Kamakupa, there were 50 individuals that were identified as potentially practicing witchcraft.
Okay.
So as they were identified, as this, they were forced to drink a mysterious liquid known as Balunga. And what Balunga does, if you're a witch, it sends you into the afterlife pretty quick. So needless to say,
all is this one of those deals like when they dump them in the river?
Yeah, yeah. If they drown, they're not a witch.
Pretty much. Needless to say, all 50 of the people that were forced to drink that have to be witches.
So, okay, note to self, go to
that's
Africa.
Crazy. But you know, we used to talk to, and I would love to talk to him again on Weird Awakening sometime, Durbin Paranormal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he told us of a, like, I guess it was like an unfinished bridge that you could find. And there was like,
he told us also not to talk
some about very it. Some very shady stuff that people were selling on that bridge. I won't get into details, but things that would be highly illegal for witchcraft purposes.
Yeah,
so I guess that's pretty big in the culture.
Since we're giving hints, he said don't go into the bush or else you might find yourself at the market.
Yeah, you might become part of the offerings at the market.
Right. Yeah, because I know it's just been a few years ago, probably within the last 10 years, there was a little boy who his mother decided that he was a witch inhabiting her son's body. And by the time she and the church were done, this little 8-year-old boy was dead because of all the things that they were doing to get the witch out of him, you know. So evidently, it's still alive and well. The craziness about witches over there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stigma behind witchcraft. Like, and all as we've learned throughout, you know, many episodes, not all witchcraft's bad witchcraft either.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and a lot of people too, I think, really confuse dark and evil, you know, just because somebody is comfortable under the moon or at night doesn't mean that they're an evil person, you know, and some of the things that people come up with about, oh, well, you know, if you're a witch, you do this, this, and this. Well, maybe try asking one, instead of just assuming. Because most of what you've heard is probably not true.
We should call my mom.
Yeah. She's a real witch. Is that what we're saying?
So for the next segment, I do need to play a video. And we'll give credit to whoever posted this afterwards. But let me get to sharing here.
Unless we forget.
Unless we forget, yeah.
Hopefully you can see the name on the... And my video is up here. Nope, you can't.
It may pop up though. A lot of people put watermarks in.
You can barely hear this.
Barely hear it?
Yeah. And last week when we showed one, you couldn't hear it at all. I re-listened to the episode and just couldn't hear it.
Well, I don't know if it's going to play anyway while I'm sharing.
So go ahead and give us the rundown.
So the guy that you're seeing here literally is. As soon as I stop sharing, it's good to go. That's nuts. So the man that you just saw was a whistleblower for Boeing named John Barrett. And he killed himself in the middle of this whistleblower trial against Boeing under mysterious circumstances.
Shot 12 times in the back.
Yeah, put something like that. But wow. His lawyers and family are coming out and being like, he would never do this. Like, there's something extremely suspicious going on. And here's just a segment from, so before he killed himself, this is from an article from back in February. Quote, we are being asked to purposely record inaccurate information. The court document alleges that on February 22nd, or maybe it wasn't February of this year, but it was earlier this year that this came out, that on February 22nd, 2022, one Spirit inspector, Spirit's a subsidiary of Boeing that makes all their components, a worker explicitly told company management that he was being instructed to misrepresent the number of defects he was working on. You were asking us to record an inaccurate way as far as the number of defects go. He wrote in an email to the company official. This makes us very uncomfortable to forge the documents. The worker, who was unnamed in the federal court cases, submitted an ethics complaint detailing what had occurred, writing in it that the inspection team had been very unethical, emphasizing the excessive amount of defects workers. So basically, they were persecuting people for reporting defects is what it amounts to. So this week, you would think that him killing himself would be consuming the news. It's not. But what is this consuming the news? On Monday, another 787 Dreamliner plunged suddenly mid-flight and injured dozens of passengers after a pilot said he temporarily lost control of the aircraft. And what I have ready to go here, let me just tell you, just in 2024, just this year, we're 3 months into the year, I'm going to tell you the events that have happened with Boeing just this year. So January 5th, Alaska Airlines grounds their 737 MAX because a door blew out midair.
That'd be fucking crazy.
January 6th, FAA issues an emergency airworthiness directive mandating inspection door plugs and temporary grounding 171 of these Air Maxes. January 7th, EASA mandates inspections of affected 737 MAX 9 aircraft. January 8th, FAA approved a method to comply with the January 6th EAD, basically requirements that operators must do an additional check. So they thought, you know, problem solved. Mm-hmm. January 11th, FAA announces investigation in Boeing to determine if Boeing failed to ensure complete products. January 12th, they announced they are auditing 737 MAX productions. January 24th, they cleared them again. January 26th, they returned to service. And then fast forward to what happened this week. They not only had another big incident, but this broke 2 days ago that Boeing overwrote camera footage of work on the MAX jet doors that blew out and can't identify any employees that worked on it. And it's not just the footage. It's unclear who performed the work to open, reinstall, and close the doors on the accident aircraft. They're unable to find any documentation for any of the incidents, despite numerous requests. And this is after the whistleblower gets took out. So the whistleblower dies mysteriously. They have more accidents. And then when they try to go back on the whole deal of them clearing the issue in January,
yeah,
there's no record of anybody's hands being in the pot. So they can't find anybody responsible for any of this, and they just keep having incidents. If you just Google Boeing 737 MAX groundings, you'll find probably a Wikipedia first. And what I read was just from 2024. You'll find in the last 5 years, at least 10 to 15 groundings of this airplane. It's not a reliable airplane at all, and they're trying to cover it up.
I mean, how much does one of those cost to make?
Not only that, but if you think about who holds Boeing stock,
yeah,
like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would not want that stock to tank.
I'm curious now. Go ahead, because I really want to know how much one of those planes costs.
You know, and I would think that, like, you know, in anything like that, my son was in the Air Force. He was a mechanic, and they had to check off. This is what I did. This is what I did before a plane could even pull out of the hangar. So yeah. You know somebody has checked those out.
Morgana, I'm gonna send this video in the private chat. See if you can get this going on Mac.
Okay.
442 million dollars.
Dear God.
How many do we have right now? How many are in production? So, I mean, you're talking about probably billions of dollars in junk. Junk airplanes.
That's insane. And, you know, this just further pushes my fear of flight, because I've always told everybody stars fall from the skies while I do not fly.
All right. Let me get this pulled up.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll load for you. That is an actual video of the whistleblower, is why I wanted to show it.
But I mean, it's a I don't know, man.
I don't think there's anybody in their right mind that isn't looking at the situation and being like, oh, he definitely just killed himself in the middle of all this.
Well, you know how they do, and I got this straight from Fight Club, but I've read that this is true too, on how they do insurance claims and if they're going to do a withdrawal, like a recall on cars. Like, they take how much production they're going to have and factor in how much it would cost to pay out settlements for any kind of things that would cause severe injury or death. And if the cost of the settlement's less than the recall, they don't recall.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like car insurance companies do that all the time.
Do you think that's something like similar to why they wouldn't just do this? Because I feel like if planes start crashing, that's a huge investment gone out the window, and it would take forever to make the money back on a plane like that.
Do you also remember them grounding all planes?
Yeah.
That was within the last 6 months. And people thought we were, you know, being hit with an EMP attack or something.
Yeah.
It was very suspicious even back then that they would ground all those planes. But, you know, they're failing every inspection. And then when the airplanes are actually failing in air, they can't hold anybody accountable because everything's lost all of a sudden.
Huh. I don't know. That's really crazy to me. Like, I'm just almost...
Hold on a second.
What is that?
You turned your camera on, Morgana. I can't hear you right now because
I thought the glitch was breaking that we live in. Honestly, I was like, oh no, it's here. But are you back with us?
Hold on a second.
There you are.
Yeah, I think you just shared an additional.
Yeah, no, it won't let me open it on that computer. So I was going to hop over to the other one and see if it'll let me share it from there.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
What else did you have, Cecil?
So what just happened? Whoa. Whoa. But anyway, are any of you guys avid hunters? Is there any avid hunters out there?
I'm sure we got some listening.
Yeah. I've never been really into it, but I feel like if I was, I'd really want to visit this 80-year-old's ranch. It's Arthur Jack Schubarth's private ranch.
Never heard of it.
Jack offers an experience on his 215-acre ranch in Vaught, this is in Montana, with alternative livestock. It's been in operation since 2013. And alternative livestock, you may ask, Morgana.
Yes.
Well, let me explain. So, Jack allows individuals to hunt sheep on his ranch, but these just aren't any old sheep. These sheep were by all accounts massive hybrid sheep that had been created by illegally importing animal parts from Central Asia, then cloning the sheep, and then breeding enormous hybrid species. The way that they did this, an unknown partner smuggled sheep parts. It's the Marco Polo sheep. They're huge. Like, a male can be 300 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They smuggled in these sheep parts into the United States, then took them to an unnamed lab where they cloned 165 embryos and then implanted them into ewes on Jack's ranch. And this created one single pure genetic male, Marco Polo, and it went by the name Montana Mountain King. So Jack has since been charged with and pled guilty and pled guilty to two felony counts, violating the Lacey Act and the conspiracy to violate that Lacey Act, which makes basically it's like a crime to acquire, transport, and sell wildlife.
So nothing for the cloning or trying to find out where he cloned these animals or anything.
No, he faces 5 years in prison or $250,000 fine and rather. But the reason I brought it up is not just because of that. How he's been operating since 2013, cloned 165 embryos of a sheep that's actually on the endangered list. So, I mean, he kind of did a good thing. He's bringing them back to life. But still, people say that they can't clone humans and that would be impossible to get away with it. This redneck up in fucking Montana cloned 165 fucking sheep. Like, and nobody knew about it for 11 years.
You know, that does raise an interesting
and moral he was selling question. Tickets to people to come fucking on them. Like, wow. It was a known thing.
That does kind of make you wonder, especially with endangered species, like, why aren't they using some of this technology? Like, if preservation is, you know, one of the top priorities.
Because they're busy cloning humans behind the scenes.
That's true. I really do think there's some altered carbon stuff going on.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
The thing that gets me is the unknown lab. What the hell? They've investigated them. They charged
Jenny, Jenny called you out. She said Google is, or Google says that human cloning is legal.
Is it?
Really?
Dope.
Okay, Tully.
Yeah,
I want one.
I don't know. Like you think about all the celebrities out there that people say are clones, and how, you know, it is. I don't know if it's clones or not, but people definitely get re-educated if they say certain things. Like if they come out and start talking about secret societies and, you know, the use of adrenochrome and all that stuff. It seems like anybody that comes out and starts talking about that sort of stuff, they just get they get pulled with the cane. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay, let me see if I can share this now. Okay. I can't remember. How do I get sound?
When you're presenting or uh-huh. when you go to present and you go to the window, there should be a little button that says also share sound.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
You either want to do entire screen or just a straight app of it, because if you do the one in the middle, it won't let you share sound.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Can y'all hear that?
Nope,
no sounds. No sound.
Okay, hold on. I bet it's gonna make me turn my sound back on. Damn.
Yeah, there's no sound. No. But I mean, we kind of covered
it. There it is.
Okay,
there.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, let me start over.
Whoa. Let's just call it a bust on that.
try playing it now. I've got one of them muted, Morgana. Nope, it's like. Yeah, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
If you look it up on TikTok, TikTok's where you can find this video. Boeing whistleblower found dead. You'll find this video. I'm not sure what that channel is. I can't see the text; it's too small. But this whistleblower actually, you know, is talking about the whole thing, and this is before he apparently killed himself. If you watch that video, you'll probably be convinced that he did not, in fact, kill himself.
It's called UFO Corner. UFO Corner.
You know, we can put that. Hang on. Here we go. Paste.
But, there you go.
I would say with that, it's probably time to call it for the week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing that I wanted to take away from this was the blatant lie that they don't clone humans now, like, because if this guy can do it, that means that I can probably do it. Like, I can find an unnamed lab or some geek and be like, hey, man, I want to make a dog.
Yeah. Somebody was wargaming it one day. They were like, you know, if it's $30,000 or whatever to clone your animal, then extrapolated, that would probably be, $100,000-ish or more to, like, you know, actually execute the process of doing humans. And, you know, who knows, maybe there's a hunting range like that out there somewhere.
Probably in Alaska.
People disappear there than anywhere else.
Definitely do your own research on this stuff. We're just going to come loaded every week with a bunch of word vomit, and we'll bring just high level facts. Come to your own conclusions. Don't forget about barbecue in Haiti.
You know, every time you say that, it bothers me on a level.
That'd be like if they just came out one day and was like, the president left and you're now ruled by a man named Barbecue.
Yes.
And they just show a video of him eating a leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Or this is my buddy Q.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So in about 20 minutes, go ahead and jump over to the Weird Realities Network, where you can find it, to watch us on Weird Awakenings.
Yep.
Tonight, we're going to be covering alien abductions and our favorite ones.
Yep. Yeah. Bring your own alien abductions, actually, if you're into that sort of stuff. We do, after this show every week, we all do Weird Awakenings with the Weird Realities Network, which we are a part of.
Yep.
And it's always a fun time. It lasts an hour. This one's running, you know, we usually run this one 30, 40 minutes. And we would love to see you there. It's always fun. We've got a resident Bigfoot hunter that joins every week. And, of course, our fearless leader, Hadley Thorne, who is into all things metaphysical.
Yep.
But, yeah, join us there. We'll be there in 20 minutes. You can find it on Twitter. We'll share it on our Twitter. You can go to Weird Realities YouTube.
Facebook.
They're on Facebook. We'll see you there. But until next week.
Yep. Thank you for watching us, because we're watching you.
Boom.